business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions.
Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
All right. Welcome to episode 112 of Not a Real Job, the podcast about building your business online. I am Chris Van Patten, and I make websites and other things, checking in from Bangkok, Thailand.
And I am Joel Kelly, and I do marketing stuff, checking in from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Your favorite place.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Love it. Wouldn't change a thing about it. How's Bangkok? How's the week been?
It's been good. A lot going on here. We just had our first day of talks for the conference. It's Saturday night for me. It's Saturday morning for you. But yeah, it's been good. We started off yesterday with mastermind sessions. So everyone kind of brought their business and a problem in their business to the group to sort of discuss. And then today we started, you know, presentations and talks and things like that. So far, so good.
Nice. Sounds very exciting and productive.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. What have you been up to?
Well, I've been in the office all week, so that's kind of strange and different for me. So work has been what I've been up to. We had dinner and drinks with a potential client last night, so I didn't get in until fairly late. And tomorrow I head out on the road again, doing this time Virginia and Orlando.
Exciting.
Another Sunday to Thursday trip for me, so another week out of the office. So that's challenging.
Yeah, it's definitely not great, but at least you enjoy travel.
Yeah, exactly. No, absolutely. I always said, like, the greatest privilege in the world would be to travel so much you tire of it. So, I mean, even if I get tired of it, I still recognize how great it is.
Yeah. Definitely. Could not agree more.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
I don't know. I thought we would maybe dive in a little bit to firsthand.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
It's been a little while since you and I sort of sat down and talked about it. And I think coming out of the mastermind session yesterday, where I sort of brought up firsthand as my business that I wanted to talk about, and just based on, you know, conversations with people here and seeing some of these talks, it might be interesting to sort of look at, you know, what we're going to be doing in terms of marketing, and maybe ways that we can firm up a strategy and change kind of the strategy that maybe we had started working on before.
So what did people have to say?
So I think the main bit of feedback really was that we don't do such a great job honing in on exactly who our target customer is and what that avatar looks like. And I think this is something that we kind of started to do, maybe. And then it kind of just fell by the wayside. You know, within what we do, what Firsthand does, rather, there are a lot of potential sort of target markets for it. You know, whether that's the digital nomad crowd, which is kind of where I'm embedded right now. Within that group here in Bangkok, it could be business travelers, it could be casual travelers, you know, holiday makers and that kind of thing. So I think we need to maybe sort of define who we want to be, you know, going after.
Yeah, and I I sent you a text message a couple weeks ago that went off in a totally different direction, which I don't know. I find that funny. Like, haven't even firmed up our audience, and I'm thinking about, well, maybe the app is even something completely different. So, yeah, focus.
I'm not sure I got... Did I respond to that text?
No, you didn't. So
then I probably didn't get it.
It's probably... I don't know.
I've been having trouble getting texts since I've been traveling. Well, I don't know why.
So basically, what I was saying was that, you know, is the real thing that we've developed here just a simple way to connect customers, users via SMS to, you know, concierge or help center? And is Firsthand just a use case? for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was wondering. It's like, is the actual product the backbone of Firsthand, or is Firsthand the product? And that was just something I was thinking about.
Sure. Well, I mean, I do think, and this is something that we have talked about before, is that Firsthand, you know, even as, you know, connecting someone to a local guide, I think is maybe a little bit, you know, it's something that could be very easily white labeled or through an API, you know, so existing travel operators or travel companies can connect with, you know, the infrastructure that we've built to provide basically their own concierge services. And that's more of a B2B situation that we would need to work out. But I definitely think there's room for that in the Firsthand plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess I was just going to say, like, I think that's something that we need to sort of work on and focus on in the background as we're kind of developing, you know, the more tactical aspects of the plan. So yeah, that's
exactly. That's that. Well, and the marketing, you know, strategy such as it is or and stands right now was definitely developed kind of assuming that you and I and people like us were the audience. And they
still be
we still may be the end users, but as far as marketing goes, how do we reach us? And is there another layer of influencers like we've talked about, you know, accommodations, things like that, that are our actual target to get awareness out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's kind of, I think, something that you and I need to hash out as a sort of a high level concept. But I think getting down into sort of tactical stuff, I just got back from dinner, and during dinner, I was just kind of making a list of different tactical things. Now, some of these may or may not apply, depending on, you know, sort of what path we go down. But just a few things that I think that we should start to focus on or change in this strategy. I think we should focus only on two social media platforms. I think we should make those two Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Facebook, because it gives us great paid advertising opportunities that are, you know, very specific compared to, you know, and also proven. Whereas I think Twitter advertising is maybe not so effective. So I think focusing on Facebook is kind of an obvious one from the paid ad, paid media perspective. And I think Instagram is obvious for, you know, the fact that travel is very visual, and it's going to give us an excuse to sort of tap into that market. Which means that I think we should cut back on Twitter as one of our primary platforms, which is kind of tough for me as a big Twitter lover.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm happy you're saying that, because at the very beginning, you said Facebook and Twitter were the two to focus on. So that confused me, but I picked it up through context clues that you meant to say Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah. Wait, did I really say Facebook and Twitter?
I'm 90% certain.
Okay.
Which, and then you went on like justifying it. And I was like, this is not really the most innovative thing I've ever heard. I have a colleague who once said in a client meeting that Facebook is one of the most social networks.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So that felt it. Yeah, no. And I absolutely agree. Instagram and Instagram's ad platform is fantastic. I've been using it for clients. The cost per click is super, super reasonable. The exact same targeting as Facebook. So yeah, no, absolutely.
No, I think we should still use Twitter. I think we need to.
We're jettisoning it.
It's gone forever.
Yep. I just deleted my own personal account.
Damn it. What am I? Who am I going to follow now for snark about Halifax?
I don't know. There's literally no one else on Twitter who snarks about Halifax. It was always me.
It's only Joel.
I invented the genre of small town angst.
Yes, you certainly did.
Yeah.
So I think while we're not using Twitter as one of our primary platforms, I think we should put a good automation strategy in there. So continuing to use Buffer and things, because it's, you know, it's really low hanging fruit to upload a bunch of posts into Buffer. You know, and those can be even the same things that we're putting on Facebook, just copying them over. But I think we should also look into using Twitter chats. Because I think that's a really great way to connect with travel bloggers, people in the industry. Now, that doesn't mean, you know I just said that I think we should cut back on Twitter. Yeah. I still think that's the case, like from a day-to-day basis, you know, not using it as our primary channel, but as a place that we can sort of drop in and participate in existing discussions, I think is a potentially really valuable thing for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't disagree. Yeah, Twitter chats, it's definitely about finding the right ones. They can be quite insular. We participate in a lot of them for a client. So yeah, it's just about finding the right ones where people are actually interacting and not just spouting out, you know, their own answers to questions into the void. So yeah, I think that makes sense.
Cool. And then on sort of other areas, I think we need to double down on our partnership with TravelPro. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably more that we can do there to promote that competition or giveaway rather, and also get their help in promoting it as well. So I think mm-hmm. that's something tactical that we should work on. And then also making some other partnerships. So I've been talking to a company here. We've talked a little bit about that via text, but here at the conference, I've gotten acquainted with a company or the founders of a company who are interested in helping us promote a little bit, and we would do the same for them. And then also getting some connections into other potential partners. So that's kind of been a part of the strategy all along. I think we just need to focus on the execution of that now.
Yeah. And I think a big thing we need to do, sorry, I'm just going to the website now, is I guess, you know, formalizing and finalizing the fact that we're actually live. I know we are, but we still talk about Firsthand as something that's coming versus something that exists, or at least I have tended to. So I think, you know, getting the press releases out there saying that this is launched and live in three amazing cities.
So this is something
okay, go ahead.
That I have questions about okay. In terms of press releases. So mm-hmm. a really great talk at the conference today by this guy named Peter Shankman, who I highly recommend looking up. He's a member of this community, so I'm a little biased in that. Mm-hmm. But he is the founder of Harrow, Help mm-hmm. Reporter Out.
Yep.
That, you know, the service that shoots you an email every day with press opportunities. Is a regular contributor to CNN and, Al Jazeera and Bloomberg and all these different networks, and is also a PR consultant. And he gave a great talk today. It's a talk that I think he's given in other places as well. So I'll try to find a link to a version of this talk. But one of his big points was that you should basically not bother sending press releases mm-hmm. because most journalists don't read them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you feel about that, Joel, but his perspective was that it's better to take the time to send a, you know, two or three paragraph tailored pitch mm-hmm. Rather than, you know, sending out a sort of a PR blast, mm-hmm. so to speak. I don't know. I'm curious to hear your perspective as somebody in the travel industry who has actually done this.
Well, yeah.
Specific to the industry.
Yeah, when I say send out press releases, I mean sending it out to the press contacts that I have that I have connections with. I think that's
got it. So already warmed up leads.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean that's what good PR for me is about, is making connections with people who will read your stuff. I mean, honestly, I've had other PR folks tell me that, you know, don't bother putting quotes in press releases. You know, they never get used. And then, honestly, we did a press push for a client, and the quotes we wrote for the CEO of the company were used in like seven different articles. So, I mean, I think everyone has their own experience with this because, you know,
sure.
It turns out the media is actually just people. Who all have their own different personalities and preferences. But yeah, absolutely. Doing additional PR blasts and sending out to, you know, every newspaper in a city absolutely is a waste of time. But sending it out to major publications that you have existing ins with is super useful.
Cool. I could not agree more with that. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at in terms of, you know, distilling down some of what we've been working on and actually, you know, getting this stuff accomplished. You know, I think cutting back Twitter, at least mentally, I think is going to help us have a little bit more brain space. And I think focusing on, you know, Facebook and Instagram as our primary channels is going to help a lot. And then also, you know, obviously all this other stuff, the partnerships, and the PR, which I think kind of go hand in hand, really firming those up. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't know if you've been thinking about this, like what ideas you might have that we want to.
Well, yeah, the things that I've been actively working on, is the kind of the collateral, you know, coming from, you know, having marketed software before, having collateral stuff that you can easily send out and explain to people. So, you know, a simple PDF actually describing what the product does in a really easy way. That's fun, engaging, that can either be emailed or even printed out and given to someone, because I think a lot of our audience for this might not be the most, our indirect selling audience, I guess, the people who might run accommodations that might be interested in, you know, partnering with us. Those people might not be super tech savvy. So giving them something to hold in their hands and read. And also I think we desperately need a video on the homepage explaining how it works. So that's the other thing I've been working on, is putting a script together for that.
Could not agree more with that. And that was actually something that was brought up in the mastermind yesterday. So
I mean, people expect it. Anytime you go to an app or any startup, you expect to watch a video like telling you how it works. And I think that's a big gap in our strategy right now.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, something that was suggested yesterday that maybe we could act on as well was, you know, creating 30-second videos, basically, where, you know, we get a question and we, you know, put the text up on the screen and we read out the answer. Simple as that. And creating, you know, just batching this out and creating, you know, 50 of these in one day, and then, you know, dripping them out over a period of, you know, 6 months or whatever it is, or maybe it's one a day, and then getting all of sort of the, you know, I really hate to say it, but the, you know, the SEO juice from that.
Yep. Yep. No,
you know, feels gross to say, but is actually a thing that could be beneficial.
That's marketing in a nutshell.
We've just defined marketing.
All right. Shall we move on to the next segment?
Yeah, we shall. And of course, if you have comments or anything, this episode will be at notarealjob.com/episode-112. And you can leave your comments there. So yeah, next up, we like to buy things on Amazon, and we like to tell you about the things we buy, because if you buy through the links on our website at that episode link I mentioned before, or at notarealjob.com/gear, we're going to get a tiny fraction of a cent, and that means a lot to us. So, Joel, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, man, what do I got for us? I have only been buying books on Amazon, it looks like. I read How to Win Friends.
For its intended purpose.
Yeah. I read How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Is it working?
I don't think so. I don't feel like I've gained any new friends since, and I certainly haven't influenced anyone. So, no, I don't think it's working out great.
So not really a strong endorsement for that book.
Well, no, it's actually a really good read. There's, I mean, a lot of it's kind of common sense stuff, but it's totally worth checking out. Yeah. So I bought a book. Actually, no, I'm not going to do this. Here's what I bought most recently. And I don't care if you people don't like it. Screw off. It's the Weber 7416 Rapid Fire Chimney Starter for my Weber grill.
Which was mentioned last week.
Yeah. So now
the fans.
The next thing is an accessory for it.
There you go. The circle is complete.
Exactly. Get your charcoal hot quickly using the 7416 Rapid Fire Chimney Starter.
Nice. So I'm going to recommend something that I've previously recommended, mainly because I'm in Thailand and have thus not ordered anything on Amazon in a little while. But I swear by this. It is an essential piece of my life at this point, and it makes me look ridiculous, but I don't care. It is the Bucky 40 Blinks Ultralight Eye Mask. This thing is just the absolute best sleep mask that you can buy for $10. It is ultralight. I thought it was going to bother me at first. It does not. I can sleep very well with it. What makes this particular mask special is that the eye part of the mask, it's a raised section around the eyes. So it looks a little strange. I've heard it all. I've gotten, the brassiere comments and whatnot. But here's the thing. While you're in REM sleep, your eyes flicker very rapidly. So what's great about these raised, eye cups, so to speak, is that if you've got long eyelashes like I do, you're not going to rub up against a sleep mask. You're not going to feel the mask on there while while your eyes sort of move rapidly, and it's going to help you sleep better. So I highly recommend it. It is the best sleep mask I've ever owned. I have bought multiple versions of these. And just love it. And it's like $10, so really can't go wrong.
All right. You heard it. Cool. You heard it here, folks. Cover your eyes while you sleep, and you'll sleep better.
Yes. Cool. So I think that's going to do it for us. You can find us all over the internets. NotARealJob.com, of course, is our home base. We're also on Twitter at NargeCast and Facebook at Not a Real Job. We're on iTunes. We would love if you would leave us a review. It's been over a year now since our last review. So we'd love the review. It really does make our day to get those. So you can do that at notarealjob.com/iTunes. We're also on Stitcher, notarealjob.com/Stitcher. And of course, Firsthand, which is our baby. You can find over at askfirsthand.com. And we just fixed a bug on the site that apparently was keeping like 50% of people off of the site. So that's exciting. So definitely go check it out now. If you were getting an error message before, you should not be getting that error message now. And if you're traveling to Barcelona, Bangkok, or Chiang Mai, Thailand, anytime in the next month or so, please let us know, because we're live in those cities and we'd love to give you a coupon to try it out. So yeah, there you go.
No, I'm here. The audio keeps cutting out. FaceTime audio had been doing so well for us, and now it started to die. But anyway, yes, I agree with everything Chris was saying, probably, depending on what he said. I didn't hear it.
I was literally just saying the stuff I usually say.
Oh, great. And you did a good job?
I did a great job.
Perfect. Happy to hear it. I did hear a little bit about Firsthand at the end. So, yes, everyone check that out. Use it and tell us how much you love it.
For sure. Well, I think on that note, as our connection gets spotty, we will sign off and talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody. I love you.